California's forests will need to look a lot different if they're going to survive the challenges of a warming world. New research out of the University of California and the U.S. Forest Service provides a roadmap. KQED science reporter Danielle Venton has some of the details.
Many of us think a healthy forest looks like a thick stand of green trees. But Malcolm North, research scientist with the Forest Service, says looking at data from as far back as the early 1800s shows that's not how these forests evolved to be.
The thing that came out that is very striking is that the forests were just incredibly low density, much, much different than the forests we often see when we go up into the Sierra Nevadas now.
Because of mild, frequent fires occurring naturally or set by indigenous peoples, the trees had lots of space. North and his co-authors say that means the trees were not in competition, either for water, sunlight, or soil. They were robust and able to fend off fires, droughts, and pests. To return to that, the change needs to be dramatic. A typical acre in the Sierra today might have about 400 trees. 200 years ago, it had just 20 to 30 trees.
It means so few trees that you feel like, it's a wide open place almost with a few trees in there. But that's making those trees very, very strong. And in an uncertain, stressful future, that's what you need.
North says the work means removing small trees. As to how the work should be done?
The size of the problem is so huge that I think we need to use any tool we can get. And if that includes beavers on crack or people going out and chewing the trees down themselves, I don't care.
For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.